Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Morning, starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers out there riding around and get it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my mailmen, mailwomen out there, all my postal workers, making sure that the people get their mail and packages in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I hope you all are having a great start to your Thursday. Appreciate you including me and making me a part of your day. Thank you very much for that. We got a lot to get into this morning, and of course, we got to start with the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, Michael Penix Jr. all spoke to the media yesterday, and we're going to let you hear a little bit from all of them. Remorse also joined Dukes and Bell as well, along with cornerback Mike Hughes. So if you haven't heard those interviews in their entirety, again, we'll let you hear snippets, a little soundbite here or there. But if you want to hear those interviews in their entirety, make sure you go to Odyssey.com. Make sure you download the free Odyssey app, and you can go back and listen to those in your spare time. All right. First and foremost, before we get to any sound, we got to get to the news coming out of Flowery Branch yesterday, because we did get a little bit of news coming out of Flowery Branch. We got an injury report we got to get to as well. So first and foremost, I should say, as far as the news coming out of Flowery Branch, well, I'll go ahead and get into the injury report as it came out yesterday. Wednesday's injury report did, as the Falcons back at practice and really starting to look all the way to their matchup with the Commanders on Sunday. And we got an update for you on that as well, as far as the Commanders and their quarterback situation and what that could look like on Sunday as well. But first, starting with the Falcons, limited participants, full participants, it said NA. So none to really report on there. Any guys that were, you know, limited or did not practice that went up to full participations, none to report there. But limited participants, Kyle Pitts, he's dealing with a toe injury. Jamal Agnew continuing to deal with a groin injury. He was limited, so hopefully that means he'll be able to come back and maybe help boost this return game for the Falcons this Sunday against the Commanders. DeMarco Helms, he was limited dealing with a hamstring injury. James Pierce Jr. also continuing to deal with a groin injury. He was a limited participant. And Casey Washington back at practice. Remember, he had been dealing with a concussion, been in concussion protocol, so there could be a chance we get Casey back, a good chance, I think, we get Casey Washington back, as he was a limited participant in practice as well. Guys that did not practice, Kadarius Hodge dealing with a groin injury. A lot of groin injuries happening right now for the Falcons. A lot of groin injuries the Falcons are dealing with right now. A lot of players dealing with groin injuries. But A.J. Terrell, we still know he's dealing with that hamstring injury. He did not practice. I think for A.J. Terrell, he's probably not going to practice until Friday. If he was to play this week, I think he would only practice on Friday, but that's just my guess. Nathan Carter also did not practice. The running back, he's dealing with a hamstring injury as well. So that is your full injury report from yesterday, in case you had not seen that. Now, from the Falcons injury report to the Commanders injury report, Jaden Daniels was a limited participant in practice yesterday for the Washington Commanders. Said he's feeling good, but it's up to the doctors to determine whether or not he's going to be able to play on Sunday. I think Jaden Daniels is going to play. I was saying this yesterday, been saying it all week. I have a pretty good feeling that Jaden Daniels is going to play on Sunday. I just don't see him missing another game. It seemed like if it was a playoff game, he probably could have played last week. So I more than expect Jaden Daniels to play on Sunday, but we'll see. And we'll continue to keep an eye out on that, but Jaden Daniels was a limited participant in Commanders practice yesterday, so we will continue to keep an eye on that. All right, there is some sound I want you to hear from Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, and Michael Penix Jr. We won't get to it all this segment, or maybe we will. We'll see. But first, I do want to start with Raheem Morris, and we all know the big move. Couple of big moves actually coming out of Flowery Branch. One being Zach Robinson moving to the sideline. The other being wide receivers coach Ike Hilliard getting fired. So I first want to hear, and this was from Raheem Morris's press conference, I want to let you hear Raheem Morris talk about Ike Hilliard being fired and the state of the wide receiver room, because it's something that needed to be addressed. And he kind of went into detail and elaborated more on the Ike Hilliard firing and talked about the state of the wide receiver room. And look, the stat has been out there. The Falcons do not have Falcons wide receivers. Let me say it like this. Falcons wide receivers or tight ends have yet to record a touchdown pass or yet to catch a touchdown pass. So when you talk about that, and when you talk about guys like Darnell Mooney, Drake London that are expecting to have big years, Ray McLeod expected to have another solid year as well, it makes you raise your eyebrow a little bit when you talk about the struggles the Falcons wide receivers have had here over the first three games of the season. So Let's let you hear from Raheem Morris talking, elaborating on the Ike Hilliard firing and talking about the state of the Falcons wide receiver room.
I'm going to say I wanted a different direction. I wanted to handle those things the right way. I wanted to be able to go in that room and present to those guys the right way to get the things that we want to get done. Not just we, them as well, right? They have high goals. They have high expectations. We just talked about these guys having three guys in that room with career years the year before, and we want to get those things right. Right now, we got wideouts without touchdowns. Right now, we got wideouts that are craving the ball, and it's not just Mike. It's not just them, and there's no blame going around. Now, obviously, when you got to make moves like that, it feels like it. Obviously, when you got to make moves like that, you got to make changes in direction to decisions, it feels that way. But I got to make direction to decisions for the leaders for our group, right? You need to have the environment. You need to have the coaching. You need to have the detail. You need to have everything right in order to get your offense in the right direction.
Yeah, everything does need to be headed towards the right direction. Everything does need to feel right. And you heard Raheem Morris say things weren't feeling right, and it felt like it was time to make a move. And so he made that move, and he made the move accordingly. So, look, guys got to step up. Coaches got to step up. And we'll see T.J. Yates, who has been a wide receivers coach before. We'll see if he helps. He was a wide receivers coach when, I think, Drake London first got there. And when Arthur Smith was the head coach. So he seems like he's done a pretty good job as the Falcons wide receiver coach before. So hopefully he can do that again, be the wide receivers coach and the passing game coordinator. So hopefully those things start to get turned around and we can start seeing Darnell Mooney get some more touchdowns or get some touchdowns. Drake London get some touchdowns. Ray McLeod as well, because we haven't really had any big games for either of those individuals that we just talked about when you talk about Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray McLeod. So hopefully we can start to get some bigger outputs from those guys because we haven't had that yet. But the other big news coming out of Flowery Branch this week, obviously Zach Robinson, the Falcons offensive coordinator, making the move from the coach's booth to be on the sideline and is going to coach from the sideline probably for the rest of the year. He said it's probably going to be the rest of the year, but maybe not. But it looks like it's probably going to be the rest of the year. Here is Zach Robinson talking about how he actually has been considering moving down from the coach's box to the sideline for a while now.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about it even in training camp, possibly going down there. Mm-hmm. Always thought about it. I thought this was just a good time to kind of reset. Obviously, we'll put KJ Black. He'll go up to the booth, and then I'll go down there. I think just from a communication standpoint, it's always good to see those guys' eyes, hear their response after the play, after the series, rather, with offensive line, QBs, receivers. So something I've always thought about, and then just thought, obviously the headset last week went out on us a ton, and I know the NFL is looking into those things with some of those things with Mike's headset going out at Carolina. So obviously just being down there, being closer to the guys was the main thing, but yeah, I'll go down and we'll roll from there.
Now, again, we knew communication and the headset issues and things like that, wanting to be faster and efficient, getting play calls in. We knew that was the main reason that Zach Robinson was moving down to the sideline. And again, even hearing from that, it doesn't feel like it really has much to do with his actual play calling or things of that nature, but maybe it'll help open things up, having that direct line of communication with Michael Penix Jr., maybe be able to go and talk to him face-to-face, look him eye to eye. Maybe they can have more conversations about what the offense, you know, they want it to look like at that particular time or a play they want to run at that particular moment in the game, whatever the case may be. So I'm not overly optimistic that this move from the coach's booth to the sideline is going to open up the playbook and all of a sudden Zach Robinson is going to get in his bag. Not to say that he won't, but I don't think the move to the sideline is going to be something that necessarily makes that happen. So I hope I'm wrong. We'll see. I just want to see this Falcons offense be better and less predictable. So we'll see if we end up getting our wish on that or not. Now, we just got the perspective of Zach Robinson going from the coach's booth to the sideline. How is Michael Penix Jr. feeling about Zach Robinson moving to the sidelines? Well, he talked about that yesterday as well when he spoke to the media.
Yeah, it'll be good. Just to be able to have him to talk to on the sideline, you know, so he can tell us what he's seeing as well and why he's calling certain plays, you know, in the series that's coming up. So it should be good.
Hopefully it works out for this Falcons offense because they got to turn things up. This Falcons offense is Most definitely. Besides, and even in the Minnesota Vikings game, because you kicked 5 field goals, you scored 22 points, but 15 of those came from Parker Romo. And then the other one was a touchdown that the Vikings honestly let you score and let Tyler Allgeier score. So this Falcons offense has yet to really impress me this season, and I hope I get impressed, and I know you're hoping the same thing for a big Falcons offensive output on Sunday against the Commanders, and we'll see if we end up getting that. But this Falcons team is due for a big offensive game. And, you know, Michael Penix Jr. also talked about how, you know, he's got to be better and play better, find open receivers, things of that nature. Zach Robinson knows, you know, he's got to be better with his play calling. And everybody knows they got to be better all around. This isn't just a one-person thing. This isn't just a, okay, if we fix this singular thing, it can be better and this Falcons offense will be better. There's a few things that need to be cleaned up. Michael Penix Jr. mechanics got to be cleaned up. Again, there's talk about not living in the pistol so much, and I don't know if that's necessarily going to change, but, you know, that's been a topic of conversation as well. Zach Robinson's play calling overall, we know we want that to look different, a little bit more creative, less predictable, like we were just talking about moments ago. So we'll see what we end up getting on Sunday, but whatever the case is, I need the Falcons to get a win, and I want the offense to look good while getting this win. After diving deep into the film and listening to Mike Johnson, former Atlanta Falcon, and Bo, and I'll give both Squidbilly credit on that too, they've kind of talked me off the ledge as far as the Falcons' defense. And Aaron Raheem Morris talk and Jeff Olbrich, that those guys, it wasn't as bad defensively as it looked initially. 30-0, you're like, wow, okay, the defense really stunk it up. Yeah, that wasn't necessarily the case after you really dive deep into the numbers. So I feel better about what this Falcons defense will be able to do against, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota. I feel okay about what this Falcons defense is going to be able to do and the Falcons defense being able to keep this team in the game on Sunday. But I need some confidence instilled with me from Zach Robinson, Michael Penix Jr., and this Falcons offense about this Falcons offense being able to stay in a game with a offense that can be as prolific as the Commanders offense can be. So we'll see if we get that or not, but it'll be interesting to see what this Falcons offense does and how this team overall bounces back on Sunday against the Commanders. And speaking of the Commanders, we'll let you hear Michael Penix Jr. and Mike Hughes, who also joined Dukes and Bell, talk about this Commanders team. Raheem Morris has some thoughts on this Commanders team and their QB situation, their current QB situation as well. We'll talk more about the Commanders and really start to dive into the matchup that is Falcons Commanders when we come back here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. We'll be back about 5 minutes from now right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning, 5:22. I hope you all are doing well. Appreciate you starting your morning off with your boy. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9, The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself @_DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, make sure you're searching for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find it, follow it, subscribe to it, and then follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on The Game as well. The Morning Shift, my show, obviously The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend as well. Sam and Greg from the Diamond, College Football Game Time, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them. When you do that, you'll really be in the game. You'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, about when they're having guests on live. You'll get live push notifications about when new articles and audio are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews as well. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app, so make sure you download that thing on your smartphone and all your smart devices as well. All right, we're going to continue to talk about Falcons Commanders, continue to get you ready for that game as Raheem Morris, Michael Penix Jr., and Mike Hughes, who also joined Dukes and Bell, talked about the matchup, with the Commanders. And I first want to start with Raheem Morris because the quarterback situation is an ongoing thing. It is, as a Dukes and Bell would say, a developing story. So Raheem Morris yesterday, while he joined Dukes and Bell, he talked about the Commanders quarterback situation. And it sounds like, again, they're going to be ready for whatever the Commanders throw at them, whether that's Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, who knows, maybe even both. But here's Raheem Morris talking about the quarterback situation with the Commanders.
Clearly very similar guys, you know, in the fact that they can both run. You know, we're talking about the both number two picks in the draft. Both two guys that made their living with their legs for a long time, but actually can then spin and do some really good things. You know, Marcus went out there and got a big-time win from last week. Obviously, the age difference is different, but the game plan won't change as much for the guy who's calling it, right? You may run the ball a little bit more, whether you're talking about with Marcus or you're talking about with Jaden, but those are just the things you got to be ready for. So, like, we got a good picture of what Marcus is going to do next week and how, I mean, last week and how that looked, and you definitely know what Jaden's done over the course of last year, right, and up until this point. So you got to get ready for both of them. And when they get there, we'll be prepared. You know, our defense is ready to deal a lot of the similar stuff that we know. Cliff Kingsbury is the constant, and we know what it looks like, and got to be ready to prepare for that.
Yeah, Raheem Morris does make a good point of they got a good look with Marcus starting last week. They got a good look at what the game plan will be if Marcus does start. And obviously they know, they've seen Jaden Daniels up close and personal, saw him last year, so they know what he's capable of and what he can do. And there's plenty of film out on Jaden Daniels now anyways. So they have no excuse to be ready for both, and they'll be ready for both. And I want to give some credit to my guy Mike Johnson. He's sitting out there in the bullpen. He made a really good point yesterday talking about what the Commanders could do when it comes to Marcus Mariota and Jaden Daniels. He said he wouldn't be surprised if he saw them both, or if he wouldn't be surprised if the Commanders put them both out there against the Falcons. And if Jaden Daniels is still a little bit gimpy on that knee, maybe not feeling quite as strong as he wants to on that knee, maybe they bring in Marcus Mariota for some run sets and let him be kind of the running quarterback, or maybe the Taysom Hill of that offense, if you will. And I think that's something that they could definitely realistically do. Will they do it? Obviously, we'll see. We'll find out. But I wouldn't be surprised. I'm with Mike, and I completely agree with him. I don't think that would be something that would be out of the realm of possibilities for the Commanders as well. If Jaden Daniels is extra hobbled and you want to protect your young franchise QB a little bit more, you're like, Jaden, you know what? Try not to run. We're going to keep that mobile quarterback aspect in our offense. We're just going to put it in with Marcus Mariota. Now, the only thing with that is I think if they do that, the offense, the Commanders' offense becomes maybe a little bit more predictable at that point. But, hey, look, we knew when Taysom Hill was coming in. Well, we knew Taysom Hill could throw it as well, and Marcus Mariota could throw it too. So it wouldn't be super predictable, but, you know, okay, hey, there might be some trickery going on here. So the offense might become a little predictable, but, hey, tell that to the Falcons, because we couldn't stop Taysom Hill worth a darn when he was with the Saints. He would always kill us. But that is something that could potentially be a thing. Again, we'll see if it ends up happening. But to me, right now, in my heart of hearts and my gut of guts, I do feel like Jaden Daniels is going to play, and I feel like there aren't going to necessarily be any limitations on what he's able to do and things of that nature. Maybe he does run a little bit less, but I don't think there's necessarily a limitation on him and how many times he can run or scramble or things of that nature. So we'll see what ends up happening, but we'll continue to keep you updated on that as far as the quarterback situation, whether it's going to be Marcus Mariota or Jaden Daniels. But speaking of our quarterback, he was talking to the media yesterday as well, and he talked about this Commanders defense, which, again, has some good players. Marshawn Lattimore, Ron Payne, Luvu is good as well. They got some good players, but this Commanders defense doesn't really scare me at all. If this Falcons offense operates the way we know it can operate and players play the way we know they can play and Zach Robinson gets in his Duffy finally, this Falcons offense can score points. I've seen it. I know it's there. I've seen Zach Robinson make some good play calls. I know Michael Penix Jr. is a good quarterback. I know Drake London is an all-pro caliber wide receiver. I know Darnell Mooney can take the top off of defense. I know Ray Ray is good to take the top off the defense and make big catches. And we know Bijan Robinson is going to be Bijan Robinson. I mean, he's been the ultimate consistent player this whole season so far, three games in. So we know this Falcons offense can put up some points. We've seen it. We saw it last year. It's just a matter of will they? But I am confident that this Falcons offense can put up points against this Commanders defense if they come correct. What I'm not confident in is that they're going to come correct, but we'll see. But here's Michael Penix Jr. talking about this Commanders defense and the challenge they present.
Yeah, good defense. You know, I feel like they show a lot of different things. You know, I feel like between last year and this year, they're pretty similar structure. You know, I feel like they have an identity, and they've been doing good with it. And it's going to be a good game.
I do think it will be a good game. We'll see if it goes in the Falcons' favor or not. Hopefully it does, because, to be honest, I can't handle it. I don't want another loss, man. I don't want another loss. I need us to be 2-2 going into the bye week and being ready and feeling good and having good vibes going into Monday Night Football, taking on the Buffalo Bills. I need that. I do not need to be 1-3, and the chatter continuing about, oh, it's time to get rid of Raheem. Oh, I know this dude wasn't this. Oh, I know this dude wasn't that. Oh, let's blow the whole thing up. Oh, Zach Robinson ate this. I don't want that for a whole nother week. Plus, I don't want that for a whole nother, well, actually, I don't want that for a whole nother, like, 2 weeks. Plus some. Because not only you got your bye after the Commanders game, but then you're not coming back until Monday Night Football. So you got that extra day you got to wait for. So I don't want that. I really, really don't want that. I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm gonna have to stay off social media. Won't be able to scroll. Won't be able to listen to all the phone calls that have been coming in, because I know people out there are gonna be knee-jerk reacting and saying this, that, and the third. And look, I'll say this before we get to this last piece of audio about Mike Hughes, him talking about the Commanders' offense, but if they have another game like they did in Carolina, okay, then everything is on the table. Y'all can say what y'all want, because that'll be two games in a row where they came out and they played like hot garbage. So if they come out and have another stinker, lay another egg like they did against the Carolina Panthers, then okay. Everything you have to say about Raheem, Zach Robinson, maybe Michael Penix Jr., whoever, it'll all be valid. And it'll all be worth saying. But if it's a close loss, I mean, again, what we got to see. We got to see what actually happens in the game. And hopefully they just don't lose, period. But if it's a close loss, I won't want to hear the back and forth from local media, national media, none of it. I'll just be in my feels until we get to Monday Night Football after the bye week against the Bills. But real quick, before we wrap up on this segment, do want to let you hear from Falcons cornerback Mike Hughes talking about this Commanders offense. And he knows that this Commanders offense can be explosive.
They're a pretty explosive offense. You know, those guys on the receiving end can run pretty well. They all can run great routes. So, and they got a QB that can get it to them. So, you know, we got our hands full. And no matter who plays, we know we still got to, you know, go out there and do our jobs and go with the game plan the coaches put together for us. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
I did not give you an update on Terry McLaurin and what his practice status was yesterday, but I can tell you, looking at their injury report, that he did not practice yesterday. So Terry did not practice. Jaden Daniels was limited, as I told you at the beginning of the show. So we'll see what the 411 is on Scary Terry. We'll keep you updated on Jaden Daniels, and we'll see. This offense could look a lot different, because there is a real, real, real scenario where there is no Jaden Daniels, there is no Terry McLaurin, and there's going to be a whole lot of Marcus Mariota, a whole lot of Deebo Samuel, and a whole lot of Zach Ertz. So we'll see if that ends up happening. But either way it goes, this Commanders team still has talent, even if they don't have Jaden Daniels, even if they don't have Terry McLaurin. Look, that'll definitely help the Falcons a lot, and I won't be complaining one bit. But they'll still have guys you got to worry about. So we'll see what ends up happening on that front. But and especially if you do obviously have Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin playing, we know this offense can get busy in a hurry. And so this Falcons defense is going to have to be ready. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, about 5-6 minutes from now, we'll get into some more NFL headlines, as we got news on the quarterback situation going on in New York. Also, Tom Brady says, man, get out your feelings. I ain't doing nothing wrong. If you think I'm cheating for the Raiders, then you don't know me well enough. And he has some other words for those people who think he has a conflict of interest as well. We'll get all to that. We'll get to all that and more coming up here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Getting closer and closer to the weekend, y'all. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate you spending your Thursday morning with me. 542 here. Shout out to all my people that are riding around and getting it. On their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are pumping that iron right now, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. All my people that are at the gym or are on their way to the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. I do also have to tell you before I do want to let you hear one cut that has been circulating and has been hot. It's been going diamond in the Twitterverse when you talk about the Atlanta Falcons. This one clip from a certain former quarterback for a certain team in the NFC North. That's a hint for you. We'll get to that in just a minute. But before I get there, I do have to tell you that Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit WindowNation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups, including Alabama at Georgia. That's going to be one to watch. That's all this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, starting at 8 a.m. with college football game time. And it's going to – we got a really good slate of matchups. In the college football world, obviously, Alabama, Georgia, what is that, Ole Miss LSU, and we know the whole thing between Lane Kiffin and Whit Weeks, and, you know, now Whit Weeks and his daughter have become official, and they've put their relationship out there days before LSU and Ole Miss square off. So that's funny. You got some other good matchups around the college football landscape as well. We'll talk more about those tomorrow. I also do really quick before I get to somebody who was very critical of one particular Falcons formation that a lot of people have been critical of. Before we get to that, I do want to let you know that the Braves unfortunately did have their 10-game winning streak snapped yesterday during the business person special. They lost 4-3 to the Washington Nationals, so couldn't get 11 in a row. But hey, they can get right back on the horse. They are closing out their final series. They're starting their final series, I should say, today. They're taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. 3-game series starting tonight. And hopefully they can close out the season with a series win. They will be at home for these final three games. So if you haven't had a chance to see the Bravos, or if you haven't seen the Bravos in a while, you might want to go see them, because it's the last chance you'll get to see them for a hot minute. So go out and support your Bravos one last time before the regular season ends. All right, let's go ahead and get into, again, this clip has been going viral, been going diamond, not even triple platinum. It's been going diamond in the streets. And in the Twitterverse, I'm talking about Dan Orlovsky and what he had to say about the Atlanta Falcons offense living in the pistol. He's not a very big fan of it. Now, this was a five-minute clip. I thought the five-minute clip, the whole entire clip, was good. Obviously, I'm not about to play you a five-minute clip. I got 10 minutes left. And I ain't playing you a five-minute clip. And then, you know, you would probably click off if I did that. So I got the part where I feel like kind of encapsulated what he was saying. I feel like I got the part where it kind of encapsulated everything that he was trying to say about this this Falcons team. So let's let you hear from Dan Orlovsky talking about why he thinks this Falcons offense should stop living in the pistol formation.
Because they're in the pistol so much, Michael Penix almost is made to be a statue. Like, there are so many clips where he doesn't even move his feet because they promote that style of play. That's my issue with this offense, is they're in the pistol so much, I think it hurts their action game. There's no displacement from the second or third level. It's a catch and throw offense. And again, even though their run game is good, I think it should be the best or one of them, because they're missing hits.
Wow. Says he thinks their run game should be elite or one of the best, but pistol formation is making them miss hits. He says the pistol formation is hurting Michael Penix, turning him into a statue. And I mean, part of it, I guess, was the pistol formation, but I think part of it also, when you talk about the ill mechanics with his feet last week against the Carolina Panthers, part of it was the pressure he was facing, and he almost got so used to throwing under pressure that he, it seemed like, was fading away on a lot of his throws after he found out, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to be under a little bit of pressure here throughout the day. I'm not sure how good this is going to be. He almost got used to fading away on his throws, throwing off his back foot, and it seemed like his feet were, again, there were times on that pick six he threw, his feet didn't move at all. He caught the ball, and he threw very much flat-footed. He threw, like, basically with, like, all of his hips in his arm, which is something, obviously, that you don't want. So part of it being the pistol, sure. I think part of it definitely could be the pistol. I think part of it was him being under pressure and panicking a little bit and trying to rush throws. So I think it's a mixture of things on why Michael Penix's mechanics, and his specifically his mechanics with his feet, were looking off and were not looking good this past Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. But hey, they did show another clip, and you know, I couldn't let you hear this because this is more of a visual thing, but I do want to explain what else was in the clip if you haven't seen it yet. They also showed a clip of Bijan Robinson, and the offensive line got a great push. I mean, they got a hell of a push. And they had it to where a nice seam was going to open up for Bijan Robinson. But because the Falcons were in the pistol, Bijan Robinson, when he got the ball, he was still 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And he was already cutting before he even got back to the line of scrimmage by the time he got the ball. And so the play took so long to develop, and Bijan kind of didn't take the hole the way he probably should have.
it ended up being only like a 3-4 yard gain when it should have been a touchdown. So, again, not all that's because of they were in pistol formation. Some of that's on Bijan Robinson cutting too early, not necessarily pressing the block, I think, as Dan Orlovsky and Swagoo called it. But part of it is the pistol. So, again, I don't think everything is to blame on the pistol. Should they continue to live in the pistol? Again, I'm not even going to lie to you like I'm a huge X's and O's person because I'm not. I think, again, I know what I've seen, and what I've seen is predictability. And so if them getting out of the pistol is going to stop the predictability and make this offense a little bit more unpredictable, then I'm all for it. But we'll see if that ends up coming to fruition. All right, I do want to get into some other NFL headlines here, and the biggest being Jackson Dart is now going to be starting for the New York Giants. And I want to let you hear each from Brian Daboll, Jackson Dart himself, and Russell Wilson, because each of these guys spoke on the benching. Let's first let you hear from head coach Brian Daboll talking about making the move, it obviously being his decision, and the team moving forward with Jackson Dart as the starting QB for the rest of the year.
I met both with Russ yesterday and Jackson privately, and Russ was nothing but a pro, which I would expect him to be. It's my decision. I'm going with Jackson. We're going to get him ready to play this week and the remainder of the season. He's going to do everything he can. Russ will be the backup. It's my decision, and we're going with Jackson.
There you go. They're going with Jackson. Russ, again, you expect Russ to be the pro about it. You wouldn't expect anything else from Russ. That's just the kind of dude he is. He is a good dude. I know a lot of people call him corny, and you know, despite how he plays on the football field, he does seem like a genuinely good dude. I know there have been talks about him being a me guy. Maybe he is when it comes to football. I don't know. I don't know Russell Wilson personally. But seems like, all in all, Russell Wilson's a pretty solid guy. But either way it goes, it's going to be Jackson Dart. And Jackson Dart, obviously talking to the media yesterday, and he talked about getting the starting job for the Giants.
I'm thankful for the opportunity. I've worked hard and prepared. So I'm just excited to, you know, get out there on the field and try to execute, you know, this offense to the best of my ability. And, you know, there's just a bunch of, you know, real professionals around here. So, you know, it's been really appreciated from mine and, you know, even for Russ. Like, you know, he's just somebody that I really look up to, and he's handled it great. So the interactions, you know, between us since, you know, I think it just says a lot about him as a person.
Now, I do look. Jackson Dart, I think, was going to start probably eventually at some point this year. I think it's a little, for me, it's earlier than I personally expected. But look, there have been times where it's like, Russ, it's third down and three, dog. Why are you throwing a 40 yard bomb to Malik Nabers or a 40 yard bomb to Johnson? I mean, what are we doing here? It doesn't make sense. So I get it. I get the move. And look, it is Jackson Dart time in New York, and now they made this move. Just like when we made the move for Michael Penix Jr., obviously it was way later in the season. He only had Penix was only able to get three starts, but now they've gone to Dart. There doesn't need to be a situation for the Giants if they feel like they need to go back, because that would be really unfortunate, and that would definitely feel like it would probably hurt the confidence and maybe the development of one Jackson Dart. But look, he looked good in preseason. That's preseason. It's big boy time now. It's regular season football, and it's way different than the preseason. So we'll see how Jackson Dart fares. His first start will be against a very, very good Los Angeles Chargers football team. So we'll see how he fares. As far as Russell Wilson goes, though, what's next for him? Obviously, he's going to be the backup for the rest of this year. He says he's not done. And look, I think the way this quarterback landscape is set up, it seems like teams always needing a QB. I do believe Russ. I think he'll probably get a shot at the end of this year to go to another team. So we'll see if Russ ends up getting another shot. But Russ does say that he's not done. So we'll see. In fact, just what Russ, what happens with Russ as far as after this season goes. But he said he also has Jackson Dart's back as well. I do want to get to this story real quick, while we just got about 90 seconds here before we got to sign off. Tom Brady defending himself, saying there's no conflict of interest with him as far as being a owner a partial owner of Las Vegas Raiders, and obviously being a broadcaster on Fox on the in his weekly newsletter and in an entry titled "Do Your Job," which was published Wednesday, Brady wrote that the quote paranoid and distrustful are the ones that believe that there's conflict in his role. So if you think Tom Brady's got a conflict of interest, according to Tom Brady, you are paranoid and distrustful. So there you have it. Tom Brady saying there's nothing wrong with what he's doing and he would not cheat the game. So there you have that. Some quick headlines and quick congratulations. Congratulations to Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald. Also, congratulations to Phillip Rivers, Alex Smith, Greg Olsen, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, LeSean McCoy, David DeCastro, Marquise Pouncey, Geno Atkins, Jarrell Casey, Thomas Davis. All of them are Hall of Fame nominees in their first year of eligibility. You also got some other guys who are returning finalists: Eli Manning, Fred Taylor, Steve Smith Jr., Reggie Wayne, Jari Evans, Marshall Yanda, Terrell Suggs, and Darrell Woodson are returning finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. So good luck to all those guys. To me, a lot of those guys that I read off should be in the Hall of Fame. So we'll see if it ends up happening. And then last bit of news here for you before we wrap up. Outside linebacker for the Eagles, former Georgia Bulldog, Nolan Smith Jr., going to be out through the Eagles' November 2nd bye as he was put on the IR yesterday due to a tricep injury. So tough loss there for the Eagles. But, hey, it's hard to feel bad for the Eagles these days. They're 3-0 and they won a lot of football games and they just won a Super Bowl. So cry me a river. Anywho, that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday to give you a full preview of Falcons Commanders, a full preview of Georgia-Bama, and talk about all the happenings that are going on this weekend in the sports world. A lot of good stuff going on. We'll be back to talk about it all tomorrow on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next, the morning shift. Bo Squid, Billy Morgan, Mike Johnson, Ali Mack coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey app. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.